Welcome to SCOTUSCast, International Child Abduction and Mootness Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On February 19, 2013, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Chafin v. Chafin, a case involving the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction. Under the convention, a child is to be returned to his or her country of habitual residence if the child has been taken to another country in violation of the convention. The question in Chafin is whether an appeal of a U.S. District Court's ruling in a child abduction case becomes moot if the parent who won in the district court takes the child back to the child's country of habitual residence while the appeal by the losing parent is pending. In an opinion delivered by Chief Justice Roberts, the court held unanimously that the return of a child to the foreign country does not render the appeal of the order moot. Justice Ginsburg filed a concurring opinion, which Justices Scalia and Breyer joined. To discuss the case, we have Margaret Reisner, who is an associate professor of law at Indiana University Robert H. McKinney School of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Reisner.
In an elegant opinion written by Chief Justice Roberts, the U.S. Supreme Court returned a decision in favor of an American father embroiled in an international custody dispute. In this case, Chafin v. Chafin, the Supreme Court held that the jurisdiction of the American federal courts does not end when the child has been returned to another country pursuant to the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction. To briefly review the facts, the father of the 5-year-old child is an American sergeant and the mother is Scottish. The mother and child had lived in Scotland during the father's deployment in Afghanistan, and then the mother and child moved to Alabama to reunite with the father. When the mother decided to return to Scotland upon visa and marital troubles, she secured an order from the Federal District Court under the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction to return with the child to Scotland after she successfully argued that the child's habitual residence was Scotland. As soon as the district court's decision came down, the father moved for a stay pending appeal, which was denied. Within hours, the mother left for Scotland with the child. Child custody proceedings are now pending in Scotland. When the father appealed the district court order, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit dismissed his appeal after finding the issue moot on account of the child's return to Scotland. This decision created a circuit split on the issue of mootness under these circumstances. Therefore, the main issue before the Supreme Court was whether the case was moot, given that the child had already returned to Scotland. Legally speaking, a case is moot when the issues presented are no longer alive or the parties lack legally cognizable interest in the outcome. Federal courts have no jurisdiction to hear a moot case. Here, the mother argued to the Supreme Court of the United States that the case was indeed moot, and therefore no appeal of district court decision in her favor was permitted, because the district court lacked the authority to issue a re-return order either under the convention or pursuant to its inherent equitable powers. However, the Supreme Court responded that this argument confused mootness with the merits and that, in fact, the dispute in the case was very much alive. The live dispute is that the father continues to argue that his daughter's country of habitual residence is the United States and asks for appellate relief on that question, while the mother continues to argue that the child's habitual residence is in Scotland. Furthermore, the father seeks to vacate the district court's expense orders that required him to pay the mother over $94,000 in attorney's fees and litigation costs. Therefore, the Supreme Court found that these issues presented were very much live, and the case was therefore not moot. The Supreme Court also rejected the mother's argument that there was no effective relief here because Scotland would simply ignore an American order to return the girl to the United States. The Supreme Court pointed out that there was no law of physics preventing the daughter's return to the United States, and in any case, the uncertainty of a particular outcome does not render a case moot. Finally, the Supreme Court emphasized the importance of the prompt return of children wrongfully removed or retained in another country, and also the importance of avoiding shuttling children around the world in child custody proceedings. To prevent these events from occurring, the Supreme Court suggested in its opinion using the familiar judicial tools of expediting proceedings and granting stays where appropriate. Justice Ginsburg filed a concurring opinion, joined by Justices Scalia and Breyer, to emphasize also the need for both speed and certainty in such convention cases, and to bring attention to the issue to rulemakers and legislators. Indeed, the family law literature supports the justice proposition that this type of speed and certainty would indeed be in the best interests of the child. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.